Officials have their fingers crossed that the federally supported Forest Legacy Program will help a band of groups, including the Columbia Land Conservancy, Darrow School, and the Berkshire Farm Center and Services for Youth, permanently protect 1,310 acres located in Canaan and New Lebanon. Tom Crowell is the Director of Outreach and Resource Development at the CLC.
So this came out of an application that we put together a year ago to a federally funded program called the Forest Legacy Program, which basically purchases conservation easements from landowners of working forests as a means of providing an incentive for those forest landowners to keep their land free from development and available for forestry activities, as well as often there's a public access component that goes along with them.
The program is administered in New York State by the Department of Environmental Conservation. The DEC replied to a request for comment by email stating, quote, "We applied last year for a grant to purchase conservation easements in New Lebanon and Canaan that would protect these forest lands from conversion to non-forest uses. The use of conservation easements allows the land to remain in private ownership while ensuring that important public values such as wildlife habitat, natural areas, forest resources, and outdoor recreation opportunities are protected." The CLC says this is the only New York State Forest Legacy project in this year's budget.
We were very fortunate to find out earlier this year that this project ranked 9th in the country overall out of applications from 42 states. So made it into the president's budget, which had allocated $60 million for this program. Now we sit sort of in limbo as the House and Senate Appropriations Committees go back and forth on various budget items. It's very unclear as to where this program stands in terms of funding for this is fiscal year 2013 money we're talking about.
The FLP recognizes that most forested lands in the United States are held in private ownership and that forest landowners face growing financial pressure to convert their lands to uses that would remove them from the forested land base. Tom Crowell says it has come down to a waiting game for the funding, dependent upon final federal budget negotiations. There is no plan B.
The program historically has been funded through a federal program called the Land and Water Conservation Fund, which is has its own independent revenue stream. It comes from offshore gas and oil leases, so it's not taxpayer money that's going in. It's money coming from the oil and gas exploration, the thought being that since they're tapping a natural resource, they should be giving money back towards natural resource conservation. So that's how this program has been funded historically.
The CLC is encouraging those who support this particular Forest Legacy Program initiative to voice their concerns to public officials, namely Congressman Chris Gibson and U.S. Senators Charles Schumer and Kirsten Gillibrand. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Dave Lucas.